Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. It's more honored to take you into the field of battle. But it's another honor to be bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question. Who am I?
I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game. I will conquer what has not been conquered. Defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will acknowledge the fact that my opponents do not expect me to win. But I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will practice, go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will ride violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It is through continents, it is through countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body with my limbs are too weak.
Who am I?
I am a champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I?
I am the champion!
And you will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
I am the champion!
Who am I?
Tony, what's going on, man?
Junior, what's happening?
Man, here we go again. Another great Sunday, brother.
That's right. That's right.
What up, Joan? What up, Tom?
Reg, what's happening,
ball,
man?
What's up? Reg,
what's happening, man?
What's up? Nothing, man. Start a new job tomorrow, so I'm just getting prepared for that. So.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, well, congratulations, man.
Yeah, man. So
may it be all you want in life, brother.
Hey, this is stepping out on faith on this one. So we'll see what happens.
There you go. I mean, you know, at some point in life, everything we do is a gamble. I mean, you got to take your best shot at it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
So, Tom, what's going on, brother? What we got going on tonight, man?
Well, first of all, we got to, you know, thank everybody that helped us make this possible. Big Fred. Thank Big Fred for all his support. Naturally, my man, Big Pern, Clocks Off, you, Junior, and everybody that listen in and support us. You know, we want to thank you for always supporting us and all the good comments and topics that we cover. And Red, you got anything you want to add?
That motherfucking Motor City Mafia.
Before we get started. And the Motor City Mafia.
I said the motherfucking Motor City Mafia. For those that don't
most wanted.
Well,
I said
only thing I got to say is that July 26th is coming up on us. It can't get here fast enough. This is this event is gaining steam, is gaining momentum, and a lot of guys are getting their cars and their teams together to come into war. Everybody's coming to win. I think it's this event is going to be bigger than we can imagine. I think it's going to be some of the best res racing we're going to see all year. Again, I'm sure we're going to announce some of the other events that are coming up with, you know, some of our fellow promoters, and we just got to make sure we support them and as they support us. And Dougie put out a commercial this weekend on Young Money. He drew first blood. I thought it was pretty funny. If you haven't seen it, you need to find it and watch it. It was Dougie and the Moscones are coming for blood. I guess they threw this first sucker punch at Young Money. So, you know, we're going to see how that works out tonight. It's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen, man, in grudge racing, man. It's hilarious.
Hold on, man. Hold on. You mean somebody drew on Young Money? I don't believe that.
Hey, man, listen. The video was a video of Hitler, and he was going off on his people about them not doing their job, but Dougie put his own words in it, and I guess Hitler was Randy, and he had all the Young Money guys standing up and was going off on it, and Dougie put his own words to it, but it was in German, but the words showed up at the bottom, and I didn't see it. I called Dougie and I said, Dougie, you just started World War III in grudge racing. He threw on the CEO, and Randy ain't about to have that. You know, the CEO about to, you know, they about to do some damage. But Dougie launched that missile in the middle of the night. You know, he pushed that button while the world was asleep.
Hey, where you go? He went DEFCON 1.
Yeah.
He just pulled the trigger.
Well, I mean, isn't that what grudge racing is all about, man? I mean, shit. It's about you taking the first shot. That's it.
Hey, he pushed the button in the middle of the night, man.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny you mentioned Young Money. I had the privilege of hanging out with the vice president of Young Money all day yesterday, the infamous Street King. And, man, that man threatened me all day. Everybody we called, he threatened. Everybody in the city threatened. That man had me on the phone calling every state in the union, swinging on people. I'm like, Aaron, leave these people alone. I mean, that man went through my phone, went through Tight Man's phone. I don't know what Young Money got going on over there, but the boys act like they serious.
Well, I mean, they said they were coming for world domination, so.
I think they're the, as a team, I think they're the team to beat.
Well. Well, time will tell. Time will tell.
Mm-hmm. Young Money Young Money said they the UConn of grudge racing. They D'ing
you. You know what? Either one of two things. Either they dead serious or boy, they got a bluff game out this world.
I mean, shit. Well, it ain't going to be long before we find out whether they're going to be a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Well, they got. When you say one hit, Junior, I don't know. They supposed to be coming out with multiple cars.
I mean, so, Tony, I ain't disputing that. I ain't arguing that. I ain't saying nothing wrong. But you could come out with 10 cars. That don't mean all 10 going to win.
That's true.
Now, if you come out with 10 cars, and I would think that there are 10 different styles of cars, and you dominating in each of the classes, oh, yeah, you a bad man.
Yeah. I guess that's what they call him the CEO. Hey, that's why they call him the CEO. He makes executive decisions. Yes, sir.
Yeah. They say Rich over there at PRE, say Rich putting in work, man. He they working round the clock to get them cars together.
Rich doing some good stuff over there, man. Like I said, it's gonna be interesting. Chassis builders, he's doing some creative stuff over there.
Rich, where? Come on, give him his plug. For those that
Rich,
don't know,
Rich from PRE and Taylor, man. He built Gold Digger. He did some work for Dom. He's doing some stuff for JR, who has that green turbo car. He's doing some work for Raj. He's creative, man. The guy he's very talented, and I think he's going to do some. He's going to put out. He got some nice cars coming out. My car coming out of there this year, so you know.
You said he did work for Dom.
He did some work for Dom.
How about Dom and Eric last year? Did they play last
year? Are you fading out, Tony? Junior, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Tom.
Tony faded out.
Yeah.
What was that you said, Tom?
Did Street race last? Didn't they race?
I don't know. I think they may have crossed paths in the shootout. I'm not sure. But I know he, Rob Freiberger got a nice car coming out that he's building over there too. So it should be interesting. But he got the Young Money camp looking good over there.
Hold on, I need to clarify something. I think we got a big mistake here. Is Street King? Do you see Street King's number on that, Junior?
No, sir. Give me his numbers. Let me run through it. I don't see it offhand.
9502.
9502. Air.
Hello?
Yeah, I got it here. His line's open.
Air.
Street Kings, speak up.
What's up, man? Hold on. I'm going on right quick. Hey, man. Hey,
what?
I'm going to tell you like this. Man, we not worried about no motherfucking Dougie, Moscone's, none of them motherfuckers. Tell them to get their ass to the track. They post all this. What the fuck the hell they done? Last time they came out, Johnny Quick fucked them up. Put their ass in retirement. Man, fuck them. Fuck them.
What?
My shit that horn pressure. He talking. They just had a talk show about that shit. Motherfuckers talking shit without horn pressure. They don't want to lock in. Tell them to shut the fuck up. Flat out. Ain't nothing to talk about. I got horn pressure. And I got a trailer and a truck, and I will go fuck somebody up to this weekend.
Dang, man.
I'll go out to the front day that bitch open up and fuck anybody up that want to get fucked up. Now lock in on that.
Hold
29,
on.
No bars.
We already had a topic of people talking, speaking out of turn, talking about anybody, and they really don't mean that, not here. This shit is getting contagious. Guys talk that anybody, everybody, I don't care. And then when somebody locks in, they go to crying and talk about, I don't want to do it.
What I said,
so why don't you clear
the
what you
talking shit.
Say anybody?
Who is it, Dougie? But a motherfucker want to lock in something with a 29 with no bars, I wasn't even going out there the first day. I'll track open up next week, Saturday.
Well, I guess you can't ask for more than that.
Hold on, Junior. I haven't seen this show before. Hold on.
Okay.
Aaron, when you say anybody, what is your
Michigan. Right now, Michigan. They're out here talking shit.
Okay, here we go. You see, here come the clarification. I like that. Okay, in Michigan.
That's what I said last time.
Okay, in Michigan. Okay, see,
that's all it is around here. They ain't even talking
that's,
shit.
That's,
and they don't complain about this and that. Man, they know what I got. Quit talking shit then.
Hey, Aaron.
I ain't never deny what I got. Huh?
Aaron, will you run down?
Yeah, I'll run hell. Yeah, I'll run down.
You'll run
down? I ain't got no problem with Don. Yeah, you run.
Hold it.
He want to race? He ain't running right now. He ain't got no more pressure. He ain't talking shit.
Well, Dom, I thought Rich built or took part in building Dom's car.
Listen, man, me and Dom can race. We ain't finna run for a bunch of money. We can put $500,000 up. We don't run. He got a race car, man. Y'all like
saying,
we ain't gonna race each other. We don't, man. We have fun, man. We built these cars to have fun.
Both them cars come out of the same shop. I thought y'all wasn't supposed
okay.
to race.
Okay, it don't matter. That Rich ain't got nothing to do with it. Rich stand down. He ain't come out. He ain't in the middle of nothing. If we want to race, he can't say he the baddest, and I can't say I'm the baddest. He say he the baddest, and I'm saying I'm the baddest. Then what that mean? We got to race, right? There can't be two baddest. He got a Mustang. I got a G-body. You know what I'm saying? But if it come down to it, he had the track, and the world get misused some way, then we have to race. Well, it ain't going to be for no motherfucking bunch of money, you know. We just going to race for a couple dollars. Then we can brag about it.
So you're saying, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead.
So, Aaron, you feel it's okay for people to race if they got the same chassis builders, engine builders, or tuners or any of that? You feel it's okay
ain't
for them to race
with
or you
feel
like they shouldn't race?
We all from Michigan, man. I don't have no problem with nobody, but motherfuckers get tired of people coming to our state and talk shit. Instead of everybody being behind one car or something, they can't run with some car or a certain car. We don't build something for them. Well, somebody got something that can be competitive with them or something, everybody coming together and be like, man, your car's good enough. Let's get this bitch down the track and go fuck them up. That's what it should be like. You know what I'm saying? Instead of everybody trying to down everybody.
I agree with you. You know what?
That,
the way I feel.
You know what? That's correct. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, like, well, for instance, say Donnie, when he come down here, nobody want to race him. Don tried him, you know. He gave him a shot. It didn't work out, but we ran him. I mean, fuck it. Everybody better with Don, I'll be better with him. Fuck it, he lost. Okay. I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. Don's still a man, but it's just like it's two sides to the story all the time. You know, when you don't go down the track.
I feel the same way about that, you know, when we on the road, we should race together. But when we at home, it's no holds barred. I agree.
Right. We don't have to race for a bunch of money. You know what I'm saying? It's something friendly. Yeah. Like Brian Davis, you know, we just shook down. He beat me. We shook hands, man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no hard feelings. He fucked me up. Okay. He beat me. I beat Nitrous Big Shot. You know, it wasn't no hard feelings. We still shook hands and talked shit later.
Yeah.
But when somebody got something, you know, say like Tony Wright, when he went down there and ran y'all, look how he motherfuckers got behind him. If them people wouldn't have got behind him, y'all would have fucked him up. You know what I'm saying? Them people helped that man to do that. You know, fuck that. He got enough. He can go get them. Fuck it. Let him get them. You know, when somebody got something and be compatible with one of them cars when they come down here and be talking shit, and so everybody like, they scared of them. Man, let's get together. Let's get them down the track and fuck somebody up. And we all can win some money. Fuck it.
You're right. You ain't never supposed to let nobody come into your house and intimidate you.
And that's all
never.
I'm saying. Intimidate
never
you with a motherfucking car.
Never.
But, like I said, man, we coming to play. We're going to get this shit together. I mean, I ain't got no feelings against nobody. We all cool here. But ain't picking on nobody. You know what I'm saying? They gonna talk shit. Look what you had to go get. Y'all know what I got. I don't say shit to nobody. But when you start talking shit like Dougie, man, fuck Dougie. I'm fucking Dougie up. I wish his ass come out next month. I swear to God, he'd be a man, sir. I'm fucking him up.
Aaron, you not telling
me
the truth. You was picking on me all day yesterday.
Man, I say you got a small block tone. I say I ain't got nothing against you. But if you talk shit to me, all you gonna do is throw cold kill on me. That's what you said.
Streaky, what's going on, man? I'm all a little late.
Man, look. Hey, did you ride the bike to school? Because you missed the bus. The bus already done left, man. Fuck you, bitch. What's up,
Meatball?
I got to
listen. What up,
Meatball?
Sorry. What's going on, man? I'm sorry. I apologize to everybody, man. I had a topic I want to talk about, but I was kind of tied up. But I am late, but, listen, it's better
man,
late than nothing.
Listen, Meatball, this Street King.
Street, wait, hold on, what's going on, Street, baby? We had a good time yesterday.
Man, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you a few words. You got a few seconds?
Street, listen, man, I got. Listen, man. Me and you been boys for a long time. Now we got a life.
Hold on. This don't concern you. This one motherfucker, this is going out to that motherfucking Dougie and his crew. Fuck them. Tell him to get their ass down. Now, ain't nothing else to be said. Now, he talking about who the driver.
Are you talking about
his little funny video? Man, tell that man he ain't got to be jealous and be scared. That's all he is. He's a jealous motherfucker. He's a jealous motherfucker. He talk about Wayne, and he drove on all the sides. Tell him about how he begged to drive Randy's car. He tried to suck Randy's dick if he'd have let him to drive.
Air, you can't call a man a cocksucker unless he on the line now. Come on now.
Hold on. I guess my topic ain't be about shit this night tonight then.
Nah, your topic ain't shit tonight.
Well, I say that topic for next week then. Shit, let's get it going.
Yeah. Aaron came out shooting, stabbing. Cutting,
hey, shanking. Street, what? Street, this coming race. I know you're going. You do battle with Drew, the Jacktown Hustler. I think you got a couple more races locked in. Street G, when you was talking that shit to us yesterday, I see you ain't playing.
Yeah, that's what I told him, Meatball. We had the privilege of hanging out with the vice president of Young Money for, you know, all day yesterday. And man, he was laying it down. What he said in private, he's saying publicly. That's all right. I'm proud of him.
Hey, that's what I wanted to say. That man ain't bit his tongue. That man, whatever he said, he, goddamn it, that's what he means.
Yeah.
So Street King. Is Street still on?
Nope, he fell off. He'll be back on.
Hey Tone, let me
go on and open up a couple of these mics real quick, and then once he get back on, I guess y'all can go at it again.
That's what I was gonna say. That's why I got off, cause he got off because he know you about to open up Dougie's mic. Go ahead.
Three one two zero six eight four. Your mic is open.
312-0684.
What's going on, Tony?
Tony Junior. Want to come
Larry,
in and say hello? Oh,
hey,
man, I'm hanging in there. I want to say something to all the guys in the Motor City. I want to say, man, I'm proud of y'all, man. The way y'all standing up and doing what y'all doing, and I'm proud that y'all ain't forgot about home, man, you know, because we still do something at home, too, and y'all take care of y'all business at home. I don't see y'all grouping up going down nowhere way across the world trying to get at each other and so far and so on. That's something that I have been wanting to say and I've been wanting to talk about, but a lot of time I just sit back and I kind of hold off until I just can't fear it no longer. But I want y'all to know, man, that I like the way y'all stood up. I like the way y'all went down there and represented, because we're not having enough people to go down there and represent the Midwest, man. You know, we only got a certain few that's going out to represent. Most of them go down there, they want to go down there and race each other, you know, and I'm not knocking about it because people can do like they want to do. But what I'm doing, I'm coming in and I'm telling y'all, man, that I appreciate everything that y'all been doing lately, man, because I want to see the Midwest step up. And the reason I want to see them step up, because y'all a great bunch of guys, man. Anytime somebody take the challenge that y'all done took on, y'all done change some of what y'all doing to do what somebody else doing, and y'all going down there and y'all making moves at it. And I like what I see. So I had to come in and speak on it. That go from the smallest to the tallest. I like what I see what y'all doing around the Motor City, and I'm hoping that we can get everybody else to blend in and do the same thing so we can go down there and represent the Midwest and then come back home and take care of our business like y'all doing, man. And I just had to come in and congratulate y'all on that, man. I'm going to get right back on mute and let the show roll on.
Well, appreciate you calling in, Larry. I know you call in every week, brother, and we appreciate the support, man.
Yeah.
Well, Jones, the CEO trying to get on, Randy trying to get on. Hold on, man, it's gonna get nasty.
Street King, you open again?
Yes, sir. I don't know what happened. I ain't run from shit. I ain't never ran from no man.
Let,
I ain't
hey.
About to get the day to start running. God damn it.
Let Randy get on, man.
Motherfucker.
Hold on.
It's gonna get nasty tonight, man.
Yeah, it is.
Man.
What's Randy's numbers?
0150.
Randy, hit the one button, man. If you want me to find you, hit the one button.
Man, what the hell is going on, Joe? I'm mad I got on late. Shit, like I got on. Here we go. You got a mic open? Y'all gonna have to see. You got money and don't let the CEO in, man. God damn, man.
I was told first come, first serve. You get here early, you get in the door.
We VIP in this motherfucker.
Hey, Randy, don't worry about it, man. Street King got this motherfucker under control. Don't worry about it.
I see. God damn it, I ain't got to say nothing. What's already understood don't need to be said. God damn it, y'all on their ass is going.
Hey, they read the back of that motherfucking trailer. Nobody move, nobody get hurt.
hey, like Red TV say, what's in the box? God damn it.
Yeah, they going to see real soon.
What's in the box?
Let's on. Let's on.
Yes, sir.
I'm putting a 28 on that motherfucker for you, goddammit. I'm tired.
Hold on. What was that he said, Tom? I didn't hear that. What was that he said?
Yeah, I wanted to hear that. So don't you hear it, goddammit.
Hey, I'm hearing a lot of wind. I'm hearing a lot of wind, Tone. I didn't think I heard anything. All right.
Hey, Junior, that's not wind. That's all that music in the background. He at the bar getting drunk. That's what you hear. It's all crazy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know what, Tone? That's y'all hear me over here beating on my motherfucking chest. I'm a bad motherfucker. That's why. Hey, listen. The name of the shop is Pro Race Craft Engineering, goddammit. Rich McCarran, goddammit. A bad motherfucker.
There you go. Give him his plug.
Hey,
give him his plug.
Yeah. What street he on?
I don't know what street he on. He in Robert.
What's the phone number?
313-525-0666. Something like that.
And the name of the shop is what?
Pro Race Craft.
Pro Race Craft.
T-R-E. I hear you.
Pro Race Engineering.
Yeah, Pro Race Engineering, yeah.
So anybody needing a good chassis man, you got the number. That's the headquarters of Young Money Racing.
Latone, I do have to send a shout out to PRE, man. That man with the green car, man, you know, Johnny Gwynn, you know, a lot of us had dealt with Rich, man. That man do good work, man.
Which car did he work on?
He worked on the green car, which was a street car, and he worked on the Riddler. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say something? I said Johnny Williams, man.
No, but I mean, I've just heard of those guys drawing on each other, so, and I didn't know how that worked out. I didn't know that if Rich built your car, I didn't know that y'all could race each other.
Hey, Tom, that shit don't mean nothing, man.
So what you trying to say? That was gonna be my topic for tonight. My topic gonna be tonight is how do people feel if one individual, let's say if Rich worked on, if Rich built the green car and he built street king cars, do you think that we should engage or not? I mean, we two separate different individuals. We two separate teams. But at the end of the day, we always gonna be friends. But you know, we've been going back and forth with street king for the longest. And I mean, because one guy who built their car and the same guy built our car, why should we race each other? It's competitive.
I mean, I've been hearing a lot of talk that, you know, that shouldn't be. If Rich builds your car and he builds my car, me and you shouldn't race each other. Or if Gene Fulton build your motor and he build my motor, we shouldn't race each other. Or if tunes your car and he tunes my car, we shouldn't race each other. I've been hearing a lot of that. So, I mean, I don't
King,
know.
Street King, hold on. Street King and Randy. Ain't that some bullshit, Street King? Randy?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Tone. You know how I look at this? Whether it's your chassis builder, your engine builder, or your tuner, it's a win-win situation for them. Because anytime you have two of your customers go against each other, as long as your builder, your chassis builder, your tuner, your engine builder, give you the best setup and tune that they can for your car, it's a win-win situation.
Didn't we just see the situation at the live feed we was watching? It was a couple engine builders there that had like five different cars there that was in the same.
Look at a guy like Petty. Petty tunes umpteen cars. Okay, and these guys all it's at a class level. But these guys compete against each other, some in the same class, and his job is to make sure that car has he can give them the best tune he can. You know?
The bottom line is, if one of his motors win, he win. They all win, really.
He win. That's why I'm saying it's a win-win situation. As long as you are giving across the board equally. Now, if I come, I'm your chassis man. I'm Tone's chassis man. And when I adjust yours because I like Tone more than you, I don't give you the maximum bite that you need. Or regardless, whatever. If I do something to the car for the car not to run at its best just because I like Tone, then that's a different story because I'm full of shit then. But, I mean, if your people are giving you the best they can.
If you had a chassis builder, engine builder, a tuner, or anybody that would do something like that, that's not a person you need to deal with.
If you believe that he gives
one of his customers something better than he give you.
But you know what? There are people like that. There are. I mean, that's truth be told. You know, I mean, you can go to a shop, Tom. You can go to the shop and spend millions of dollars. They gonna love you to death. But they gonna love him more than you. You know, I'm not saying, hold on now, before you jump off the handle, what I'm saying is this. There has been occasions across the board where things like that have happened, whether it's with the chassis guy, the tuning guy, or the engine guy. I mean, that's just life. That's the way it is.
Isn't it when you consider that business suicide, if Wynn gets out about that,
how many people out there you see that have already committed suicide? I mean, it happens. It's the reality of it. Now, my point behind it is you got both sides. Don't just look at the good side of it. You know, you also can have the bad. I'm not saying that anybody associated with anybody here would be in that predicament, but that also does happen. You know, but if your guy, whoever he may be across the board, if they are giving you the maximum that they can give you and above, they have a win-win situation. You know why? Because you come back to them and say, motherfucker, I just made the pass of a lifetime and got whooped. I made my best motherfucking pass ever and still got whooped. What more can you ask for? He gave you the best. You know, so whoever it may be, they in a win-win situation. Shit. I mean, that's my opinion on it.
We got any more lines?
You got a ton of lines there. Let me go on and open up. 313-8435, your mic is open. 313-8435.
Hey, Junior, can you find that background noise?
Like, I just did. That was it. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
What up, June? Meatball.
What up?
What's on? Off the water racing.
What's going on, man?
Off the water.
Listen at the topic. It's a good topic. Them boys ain't playing over there with Young Money. You know, I fuck with Randy, you know, a little bit. And that boy being business. That's how it's supposed to be. If you're going at something, you're going to have to go at it. Them boys do got three, four cars that are coming out.
What's up,
no
young
shit.
Man? God damn it.
What up, man? Them boys crazy, too, over there, though. But I just can't wait for the season to start, man. And them boys being businessmen going out of town, you got guys that want to go out of town, and them boys is traveling. So people should not, if they fucking with somebody that's doing something in racing, them boys going wherever they got to go to race.
Hey, look, Cecil, we bringing the fun back to this shit, man. This is Young Money take.
That's what's up. That's what's up. It ain't nobody jumping on nobody's coattail or nothing, but them boys is. They doing it. They making things going to happen over there. You don't even hear no teams doing this shit. Everybody being quiet. I mean, what is it? We supposed to have fun, right? Ain't nobody saying, no, I guess that's how it is. People just keeping it, you know, quiet. But them boys going to race. That motherfucker Aaron, he not playing. Shit. He being business with this shit. I'm going down there when they go, for sure. I'm betting with him. I'm representing the D. I got to go with him. Whoever else going down there to bet. I'm fucking with the Detroit, East or West. So a nigga can't say I'm riding West side or whatever. I'm riding the side that's winning and the team that's racing. I ain't built this
that's
car
right.
not to race. I'm taking that motherfucker out there and Randy and them going, well, then so be it. I guess I'm going to be Young Money when the fuck I go out of town because I'm going to race. I'm not trying to sit and watch
Uh-oh.
This motherfucking car sit. If I got the race, I win, I lose. I'm going to have fun, man. I'm tired of Detroit, man. I'm ready to travel. I'm ready to see this motherfucking car race. The name of my car is Hood Rat. I just put enough money in that bitch. It's time for that bitch to get on the street and make some money for a pimp. That bitch finna get pimped. kid. I'm finna race that bitch. I ain't got no pushover, so motherfuckers think that they're gonna run up because I heard a lot of shit going on through the websites and shit that motherfuckers coming at Cease. Well, you better be right. I got a little bitty small block and that bitch gonna run. So if I lose, like I say, I don't work for my shit. Fuck them. I get this shit, so we going at it.
Hey, Tone, y'all must have some gorilla juice in the water over there, boy.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
This shit bigger than Nino Brown, goddammit.
Yeah, it ain't no personal shit. Motherfuckers want to go out in front. Man, hey, hold on. I ain't trying to cut nobody out. Look how Primetime do that shit. Look how them motherfuckers do that shit. They the most talked about talking motherfuckers. Why we can't do it from the Midwest? We Detroit. We almost the murder capital. Why we can't be one of the baddest motherfucking race teams and race circuit it is? Fuck that. I'm going where they going. Whoever. If it's Donnie Quick, it's whoever. We riding.
Engage.
We got to engage these motherfuckers. Stop sitting on these
bitches. Tony Barnes is... who he is because the man engages. That's what I'm saying.
And Aaron and Randy and them motherfuckers be in business. They trying to race. They talking it. Now they finna back it up. They got 3-4 cars coming out. And shit, from what I done seen, they not fucking around. That ain't, you know, I'm my own man. I don't follow behind no man. God tell us we beat our own man of our household and everything. I am. But them motherfuckers, they setting a trend. Them motherfuckers got some shit going on. They ain't just talking. Them motherfuckers doing some shit. Aaron ain't calling these motherfuckers out. He made a statement last week that he'll bet whoever wanna bet that their car don't 60-foot with his shit. That boy ain't playing, man. That nigga trying to go all in. I mean, excuse me the nigga word, but he going all in. Shit.
But Tony, I told you this shit the Young Money takeover, man. We ain't playing with y'all.
Let me open this line up real quick. 706-9376. Your mic is open.
Let me go on through these real quick,
Tom.
All right.
313-2331, your mic is open.
313-2331. Yeah.
Oh, just popped you off. You back on. You back in. Come on.
Who is this?
Who's this? Hello?
What's happening,
fella? Hey, man, I'm gonna ask a question, man. You gonna call a radio show and say who's this?
Hold on. I'm on somebody else's line, and they ain't say this. I say hello. I ain't no doubt. I know, but not. This stunner.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was you by the laugh. What up, stunner? What's going on, man?
Hey, man. I don't know it, but I'm just chiming in. What y'all got going on tonight?
Man, you know how they do up here, man. They trying to get into anything and everything,
Well, hold on, dude. Let's ask Stunner about the topic. Do you feel it's wrong or right for cars that come out of the same shop to race each other? If you went to whatever chassis builder you went to, and I go there and get a car built as well. Now, is it wrong for me and you to race each other because the same person built our cars or the same person built our motors or, you know, you have curb and tune for you and I have curb and tune for me? Is it wrong for us to race or is that okay?
Now, hold on. I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to say, first of all, No, because you paying your tuner, he paying the thief. Y'all both paying your own money. It's like it's a difference. Yeah. I feel if y'all both in the same camp. Now y'all having
correct.
The same tuner is totally two different deals. If you ask me, now. You may have a common courtesy for this person, but, you know, I don't see where it's a problem where, you know, y'all race each other unless that's just some type of clause that the tuner got, but I doubt that very seriously also. But, you know, I know it's several places out there that's got that, you know, that several cars in the same chest. I mean, I'm going to use example, Team Z. Team Z got several cars I know that are that's coming out with cars, competitive type cars, but I mean, I don't see why none of them guys can face each other because most of them ain't in the same camp. They're just using the same chassis, guys.
Okay, all right. Well, so far, everybody's agreeing that, you know, it shouldn't be a problem. You know, we've just been hearing a lot lately that, you know, people feel like if you go to the same chassis build or engine build or whatever, that those guys shouldn't race each other.
No.
I mean, if you look at it, it's a win-win for whoever it may be. It's a win-win situation. I mean, the builder, the tuner, I mean, the engine builder, they can't lose. They in a win-win situation.
Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. Two cars could be identically built the same way, but both cars ain't going to run the same. It's just not gonna happen. You're not gonna build. You can build two cars identically the same, but they just won't. One's gonna be faster. You know, one might have. I mean, a lot of times you gotta understand also the driver. The one might just be a better driver than the other one, and you know, it's a lot of stuff goes beyond the tuner and the engine builder.
Right. Or the chassis builder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Somebody still got to sit in that seat. You can have a dumbass in that seat. You can have a car that's hauling ass with one driver, put another driver in there, and the motherfucker fall off.
Yeah. I mean, and son, for the most part, when you built your car, like, say, other than the individuals that's directly on your team, which I've always seen you come to the track by yourself, so I can't really say that you have a team, but, I mean, basically, when you built your car, nobody's exempt. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's pretty much nobody's exempt. I mean,
okay.
I'm kind of affiliated. You know, you may have, you know, some people that you fool with. And the things like this, it's not so much that they are exempt, but it's just one of those deals where stuff like that will usually happen if y'all draw names in a shootout or some of that nature. You know.
Well, let me ask you, son. As far as I'm concerned, son of me and you all right, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you be offended if we were somewhere and I drew on you? And your car was running fine.
You already did that one time. I mean, it didn't happen with you.
Okay.
It wasn't no love lost. Hey, that's fine. Let's do it. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I can't say that I would have necessarily drew on you, but at the same time, I didn't have a problem with you drawing on me at all. I didn't have a problem with you.
Okay.
And I wouldn't be offended. No, not at all.
What up, Fish? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Junior, you got any more? Junior.
Yeah, hello, sorry about that. Yeah, let me go on and open this up. Let me go to the next one here. 414-6614, your mic is open.
You got my mic open?
Yes, your mic is open also, sir.
Okay, well, I'll get to it and I'll be on the show.
four one four sixty six fourteen, your mic is open. I ain't even going to say who that was.
All right, Chris.
What's happening, man?
Evil, ain't it?
Emo. You just go throw a rock and hide, huh? Let me go on and open the next one. 773-9637. Your mic is open.
That's a little score rotten right there. Hey.
773-9637.
Little four rotten. Ooh, he's gonna be y'all fucking hell. I'm on the radio, that's why I ain't talked to you all yet. I talked to you.
Now hold on, ooh, man. Let me close. Ooh, yeah. Let me close.
No, don't close that. No, don't close that. They talking about some good shit.
Hell nah. 773-3969.
Have you going, Donna?
What's up, June? Everybody,
what's up?
Little Tom, this big firm, just chiming in.
Firm, what's happening, brother?
Chilling.
Hey,
I'm chilling. I don't want nobody to get this. Mm-hmm. I don't want to disrespect Detroit, but that young off the water racing.
Hey, mute that mic, man.
I'm trying to find it. Hey, if you're listening to the show, man, and you're talking to your kids or your lady or girlfriend or whatever, can you please mute your mic, man? Thank you.
What you say about off the water?
I say that young off the water racing Cecil dude, I'm going to knock fire from his ass.
Who's that? Who that? Speak
big
up, boy, for all your
Frank.
Peace. Oh man, you ain't even in a man. You better go. You better come and see me when your motor grow up.
Damn.
Man, I ain't worried about nothing in Eastside Strangler account. Nothing.
Ooh, I like that. I like.
He don't want to do shit with that blue car and the Hawk. It's on the problem with him already. I'm gonna fuck them boys
damn.
Up. Come, he gonna fuck me up, man. I told you, I'm racing that bitch. I'm not sitting on that motherfucker. I'm racing that bitch.
Michelle ain't ducking. Michelle ain't gonna duck you.
Damn. I'm sure not ducking you.
Michelle ain't gonna duck you. I'm gonna get at you, boy.
I'm sure ain't ducking. I told you, we got the
extra.
We
just remember you always open your mouth, so we gonna always let you know we looking at you.
Please, when I open my mouth, I'm gonna open my pockets too. You just cover that bitch.
Man,
I'm fucking you boys up. Like I told you, the Hawk ain't got shit. I'm going to give him something that he's scared of. Small block. You got a big block.
I'm going to tell you.
You got
this,
a big
June
block, and I'm racing you, and I don't want nothing. You got
June,
a big block
June.
On spray, and I don't want shit.
Well,
June the
7th.
Man, he got a big block
change,
with a plate right. And everything. I don't want shit. Head up.
We ain't ducking you, boy. We ain't going to duck it.
Well, we ain't ducking you either. We ain't ducking you either.
Your soul ain't going to duck you.
Okay. I'm going to barge you. I'm your Huckleberry.
Yeah.
Hey, so tell him what he better know. You better get fast, man.
Yeah,
that's right.
Fast.
You better get fast.
What you talking about?
That big block, I don't think you got enough.
Yeah,
right. I don't think you got enough for that big block. He ain't got enough in that stock block, big block.
Yeah. We're going to try it. We sure going to take that stock block. We're going to take that stock block and we're going to go to war with it.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes,
yeah.
Sir. And then we're going to eat. Then we're going to eat and I'm going to smoke some of that cheese with your ass.
So do.
That's what's up.
So live. I sure going to be right there with you.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a date with a green motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hold on, these player hating ass police on side of me.
Hey, Tom, let me go and open up a couple more. 773-3490, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Enjoying the show, but I almost said everything I wanted to say, really. I just want to ask the question, why would a person feel there's something wrong with racing that gas? This car was built by the same guy. They do it in the pro stock field all the time.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, Jerry Haas built a lot of those cars, and I'm sure some new chassis guys out there now, but I know about Haas. And I mean,
you got Rick Jones, you got Don Ness. I mean, you got a ton of them out there.
So if Ness built your car and he built mine, that means we can't race each other. Make much sense there.
I mean, I always say that's a win-win situation when you look at it. For the chassis guy, it's a win-win situation.
The only way for him to lose is if he's not doing his best to one car. Now, you know, it's always going to be a little trick he may try on your car that he didn't try on mine or something he learned after he built your car. But basically, they're all the same. So why would you not race that? It's like Stella said earlier, man, it's more to it than just building a car, though. It's the drive, it's the tune. Each engine is not going to put out the same, and one put out more, even though they both may have the same amount of horsepower. Man, they have the same speed. It's just always something different. So I don't feel. And a friend of mine said this a long time ago. He said, "You whoop your friends and make better friends. So why not race each other?"
That's right.
That's right. With that, I'm gonna sit back and listen. Yeah, I got a great show. I'm gonna race it.
Well. Appreciate your comment there, brother. Let me go on and open up a few more. 248-9127, your mic is open.
Hello?
248-9127, your mic is open.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
You open, man.
Oh, shit, I was just listening. Could I be listening? I don't be talking on this shit.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate you listening. You can come in. You can come in and speak now.
This little Tony show?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. Well, I got you on the phone, man. What you doing later? I can fuck you up with this bet.
Oh, shit.
it's a motherfucking street team. Coming in, we just got some street cars. We can't play with some big boys, but we like to have fun
Hold on, it ain't but one street king. Now you're an imposter.
I said street team. I said this is the street
team. Street team.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said
team.
Yeah.
It's more than one street king. Yeah, you know this,
no sir.
But I'm not talking to you, so you shouldn't be scared.
Is this right? Is that Ronnie?
Man,
yeah,
don't worry
Ronnie,
about
my.
I ain't talking to you neither, so you shouldn't be scared neither, nigga. Off the wall.
Hey, hey, Ronnie, what happened to that ghost car you had?
Hey, you know what? If y'all motherfuckers give us everything in drag racing, we're going to beat all y'all in. Nah.
Hey, Ron.
Okay, then shut the fuck up.
Make the money right. You probably can't get everything in drag race.
Motherfucker, motherfucker, throw that $5,000 and put it in park when you feel like it, sucker.
Okay, your $5,000 and my $3,000. I'm giving you everything, motherfucker.
I'm no motherfucker. You got a race car. We got a street car.
Okay,
hey,
well, you better stay in your lane.
Then. Well, quit talking to me then. Build a street car. We're going to
get
away.
Hey, Roddy, take your weekend out to the poker room, man.
What you say?
Yeah. Fuck. Take your weak ass back down to the poker room. You ain't racing, motherfucker.
I'm at the poker room. Hey, Randy, I'm at the casino right now, but I'm in the back of the VIP, baby. I should have told you to come down here and get some of this shit.
Hey, you see what I left about that motherfucker with the other night, boy? I went and bought me something real.
Well,
you walked in there with
that nigga. Don't lie.
Nah. Hey, Ryan.
Y'all trying to save
Ryan.
Little Tony ass, ain't y'all? I didn't want to talk to none of you motherfuckers. Y'all got my phone number, little Tony.
Hey, man, where that red Mustang out of yours, man?
Don't you worry about when I got a orange bet right now, motherfucker. What you want to do? On the street time.
Where I need to meet you at, man?
What time you going to get done with the show?
10 o'clock.
Okay, then at 10 o'clock, you can meet me wherever you want me to come. I'm going to beat your ass. Nah.
Tell me where, man. Tell me where.
I don't want to tell you wherever the phone. Do you have all these suckers,
we'll discuss it after the show.
Get in touch with me, Mr. Tony.
Okay.
Hey, Tony, let me open up a couple more lines. Off the water, if you want to lock in right now for a little Tony event, since he on the phone, give us everything in drag race, we're going to beat your ass for $5,000. Nah,
okay, to my $3,000. You got everything in drag race or whatever you got.
With this streetcar, we're going to drive it to
okay.
the
you got everything in drag race, and you put your $5,000 up, I'm going to put my $3 up.
Hey, you know what? I won't give a fuck if you get your fat ass in there. All you got to do is let us leave.
If you drive, I drive. I'm going to do you just like I did Deron ass. He thought I couldn't drive
either. I don't drive, I bet.
Well, you better not get your... I don't drive either, I bet. Like I told
okay,
y'all
well,
ass
then,
up over there
do?
On
Well, lock in right now.
On that block.
Now, lock your ass in. Lock your ass in for the Tony event right now. Give us everything and drag race. I don't care where you want to go to the April out the back door. We're going to beat your ass. Nah, say something.
I told you.
Nah, lock in right now.
I already told you.
I give little Tony my $1,000 when I see him tonight after I beat his ass. I give him $1,000 to get my locker money, Tony. Nah, he's on the phone. Lock your punk ass in. You talking shit. Your weak ass.
You got everything.
Don't beat your
if
ass
you put up your $5,000, I'm going to put up my $3,000.
No, we're going to do $5,000 or $5,000. Or better.
You begging?
They ain't gotta stop
man, I don't give a fuck. You add your dollars
you
up there.
You got a race car.
Man, well, don't talk that
car,
shit to me.
Bring any one of your...
You drive,
car
I
you
drive.
Got that you can drive any... No. Any car you got that you can drive motherfucking 10 miles without stopping and doing nothing, 10 miles is all they got to be able to go without stopping doing shit. You got everything in drag racing. Find the motherfucker.
Fuck it. Give me 20 cars. I'll race you in my DTS. Fuck it. Give me 20 cars and let me leave. You
I
said whatever I'm driving.
I said,
well,
you
said whatever I'm driving.
To
I got an 07 Cadillac. I'm just driving
okay.
this bitch. Give me everything. 20 cars,
okay,
motherfucker.
You got an 07. You got everything in drag racing today. Now lock your punk ass in 5 times.
No.
Nah.
No, motherfucker. I'm racing your punk ass on the street.
Okay,
fuck
well,
you.
I want some of your race cars because you weak as hell, boy. Nah.
Man, you better stay. You better stay
now,
your
you
ass down. You better shut your $5 ass up.
What you,
I really told y'all last night.
Hey,
Frank.
Hey, let me go.
All
you gotta
do is lock in and get the punk out money. I'm at.
Let me go out and open up a couple more lines, Tony.
Get you a race car, boy.
773-9705. Your mic is open.
What's up, Tony? What's up, Junior? What's up, Meatball and all the rest of you brothers? How y'all feel? This is Big Sham.
Big Sham, what's happening, man?
Man, everything peaceful, man. How y'all doing tonight? I see y'all got a lot of activity on this line tonight.
Hey, Sham, I told them, man, they got some gorilla juice in the water or something, man, because God damn, shit.
Yeah, they lighting each other up. Tony, that man say he gonna do something to you. What's that about?
Hey, man. What time?
Ronnie just talking, man.
We'll be off the show real soon. Real soon. Big Sham, what you got going on? Come on, tell everybody what you got going on down here, man.
I got what all them street and them streetable guys, I got exactly what they looking for. If they just want to come just a little bit away from Michigan, just right here over here in Indiana. All these streetable cars on June 7th, we got an extravaganza going. I got a Long Island Joe coming from New York, and with they little street cars that they got.
Hold on a second, Sham. Hey, whoever got music on the background, please mute your mic, man. You got the radio going on, the TV, please mute it. Go ahead. I apologize for that, brother. Come on.
Oh no, ain't no problem. Man, it's gonna be a big event, but and it's for these guys that love the street race and all these old school races that you know been gone for a while and they're ready to come back. Well, this where you need to come to. I'm trying to engage you guys in Michigan to come on up here and try to engage with some of these guys up here in Illinois. I know it's a big rivalry, but you know. You know, we standing up for the challenge.
We got plenty of street and streetable cars. See if that gorilla juice make it across the border.
Hey, Sham, can you give us your definition of street and streetable, so guys will know where they fall in at?
Well, a street car, you know, that's up for argument, Brother Tony. But a street car, you know, is a car that they drive around on the street, and you know, I don't say necessarily license and insurance, but they drive it around on the street. A streetable car is that level up under the fast car. The fast cars would be, you know, like you guys, the Donyers, the little Tonys, the Stunner, all those faster cars. A streetable car is a class right up under them. So it may look like you can drive it on the street, but they're not driving them cars on the street. They might race them on the street, but they ain't really driving them. So that, to me, is a streetable class.
Let me ask you this, Sham. Are you going to have a shootout at your event?
You know what? That somebody else posed that question. I'm trying not to. My focus is grudge racing. I want it to be, Junior, you know, I'm talking about, Tony, you've been in Chicago. I'm talking about a street race, South Chicago, old school 1991. That's this kind of race. I want it to be all out grudge. I'm working on a shootout now, maybe, but for the most part, it's all out grudge.
Okay.
If you good, you brothers, come down. You know, call into my show on Thursday night. You can engage with some of them guys on Thursday night. And, man, we're going to have a ball.
And what's the date on that again, Sam?
Saturday, June the 7th.
Okay.
So them boys,
and
on,
we right
hey,
behind,
them boys
we,
on
right
them.
Behind that, you know, we all right behind that. We all coming to July 26th, so y'all can get some get back July 26th. Come on down here June 7th, and we going to have some get back, win or lose, July the 26th.
Hey, Tom, all them bad boys on 22s and 24s and, you know, shit like that. Yeah, y'all can get all the action y'all want.
Oh, it's going to be plenty of that there. Plenty.
Yes, sir. We got a man over here that on 20s and 22s, bar none, he feel he the baddest in the country. He looking to engage in a street car. True street car, drive it everywhere.
Well, you know, I like I said, I've been to Chicago, and you know, I've seen some of the street cars. You know, they got some nice cars, but I mean, they don't compare to the Michigan cars. But you know, that it should be a nice show regardless.
Hey, Tom. Nice
wait
Tom.
A minute, hold.
Hey,
what happened?
That shit. Sound good. It sound good. Hey, Sham. I know I just opened your mic, but back up. Bag up, Sham. Bag up. I got this. Hey, Tone, that shit sound good. But after you had a motherfucker drive around your city for 48 hours and couldn't get an engagement, please do not say nothing like that. Yes, sir.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
You know, me and you go way back, but you
no
know
doubt.
As well as I know, Illinois street cars cannot hold a tune to Michigan street cars. We got some of the coldest street. Hey, man, I was out at an undisclosed location about 2 weekends ago, and man, I seen a guy pull up in a Cutlass with a ostrich skin top on it. Ostrich interior and some big old 99-inch wheels or whatever you call them on that, and they spinning backwards. And man, this man was whooping everything that came up the block. I said,
okay, and I'm gonna tell you this, You bring that motherfucker over here, and I'm gonna show you how that ostrich stick his head in the hole.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this question. Last weekend, I said 48 hours. It was 52 hours trying to engage in Michigan. Now, every time you've come to Chicago, you haven't got off the off-ramp. 52 seconds later, how many motherfuckers trying to engage? You ain't looking for them. They're waiting for you at the – come on now. Come on now. Come on now.
Hey, Sham.
Hey, Sam, I'm going to leave it alone.
Hold on. Here's some food for thought. Detroit versus Chicago, pump gas shootout. I wish y'all would think about it. Pump gas shootout, Detroit versus Chicago. Y'all cannot run with us, man.
I'm gonna tell you this. You know what, Tone? We gonna do this, man. I think we know enough guys on this side over here. Go on and get you a little package together. Get you a couple cars and come on with it. Now, like you said, it's pump gas. You know I got one of them analyzers. I'm going to be testing you. You cheating motherfuckers. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But all you got to do is put the nose near the tailpipe. You're supposed to be got pumped gas or not.
I want to stick my finger in the tank and lick it. I know the difference, motherfucker.
Hey,
shit.
Question,
we
all say pump gas, though.
Yeah.
Huh?
I got a question when y'all say pump gas. Long as you can get by out of pump, that's pump gas, right?
What was that?
No.
Pump gas, 93 pump gas. Not that. Go to the gas station where they sell 106 or 110 or 111. Said no, sir. You can't pull that with them.
What if it's an
E85?
That's not pump gas either.
E85.
My car run on
E85. See, we ain't got E85 in Chicago. They don't sell that shit here, man.
They sure don't, do
you? Hey, Ronnie, you see how they bagged out of that? Okay.
Hey, look, Tony. If anybody in Chicago come with a street car to your event, they got action. From the whole Illinois, if they come with a street car, you hear me? A Mustang.
Excuse me. Excuse me, sir. When you say a street car, what do you mean when you say a street car? Is it you talking about regular tires, slicks? Huh?
I don't care what kind of tire you put on there. Put some 35s on the motherfucker. If you can drive that bitch.
What, is it nitrous, motor, on the motor, nitrous? What you saying?
I don't care what kind of power adder you got on there.
You said as long as we got street cars, that's all that matters?
As long as there's a street car. You got full interior like we got.
Okay.
You can drive
Hey, Tone.
We got a street car in June 7th, though.
We got an event June the 7th. Come on down, and we're going to go right back on the 26th. We're going right back to Michigan. Because y'all going to want some get back. Yeah, you got
Who was that talking?
It don't matter. We got a couple street cars for them. It don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter.
I'm going to stand down, Junior.
He got some street cars. Come on, bring them street cars up this way. We gonna accommodate you whether you show up on 22s, on 24s, on a hard tire, on a drag radio, or on a slick. We got some street cars for you.
Yeah, I think we can accommodate whatever they come up here with. I want to say I believe.
I like that. Yes.
However y'all come, we can accommodate you.
Yes.
Hey, Sham.
And
yes, sir.
What car do you have? I've been hearing you trying to promote your car lately. What is your setup? Don't get me wrong, sir. We've been having. I don't know if you heard the topic tonight about cars coming out of the same shops and whatnot. Should they be able to run each other and whatnot? Now, you know, you and I, we are close. But Sham, if you're in my class, I will fuck you up, man. But go ahead, tell me what you got now. Tell me what you got.
I don't know what I'm coming with, but I just locked in, so I know this one in particular car is all steel. It's a G-body, yeah. 79 Cutlass, all steel, all interior. It's a street car. You seen the car? You saw that model last year, that burgundy with the white top. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a street car.
What
it's a 29 on it.
It's a race car, man. What are you talking about?
No, that ain't no
hell
race car.
Hell yeah.
I just like the way it looks.
Hey, Ronnie. Is Ronnie still here with us?
Yeah, what's going on? All
right, got that Cutlass, he got this burgundy Cutlass with a 29 street car. You still got your great Mustang, your 13?
You said you got a burgundy Cutlass with a what?
He said he got a 29
car.
That's
all steel car.
Do you still have that?
Okay,
you ain't got no fuel.
You ain't got no fuel cell in it. All I care about is you ain't got no fuel cell. It ain't all gutted out.
It ain't gutted out. It got a cage in. I'm not racing no car without a cage in it no more.
Okay, we gonna make an exception for you, man. You got the regular gas tank on there. Or you got a fuel cell.
No, it's a fuel cell on the car. It's a fuel cell on the car.
Oh, we got a car for that. We'll take that.
How you going to die?
We got a car for that.
Man. Y'all got a fuel cell in it, man. I say a real street car, man. We going to – hey, listen, man. When I say this, when you tell us to get on the freeway and go 80 or 100 or 200, we going to do that, and then we going to pull up to the track and run it when I say street car. Just like that. We going to get on the freeway and everything. We ain't going to have to stop or nothing.
Well, I'll say it like this then. It's a streetable car. It's not a street car then. That's what you want.
We'll take that race. We got something for that car.
Who is we?
We got something. We got one. It got a fuel cell in it. It got a full interior and everything. It got a slick on it.
Is it a
we'll
G-body?
Take that race.
Is it a G-body?
I guess it's a G-body. It's a little bitty sunbird.
A little bitty sunbird.
Hold on. You said a sunbird?
Yeah, it's like a sunbird. It's a sunbird.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try with that. Yeah, since he said it's like that, it's a streetable car.
Well, I have to see the car. I'm not particularly good with just me saying, oh, yeah, I'll race you. I need to look. I need to see it.
Yeah, you got a 29 on that shit. You shouldn't be worried. We ain't got nothing but a we got a 26 something on that bitch. A little bitty tire.
No, I just like the way the 29 look on it. I don't know nothing about no 28 or 29. I just like the way it looks.
You can keep your 29. We'll try you with that. We'll try you. We sure will.
Are you on the
motor? Hey, Ronnie,
we'll
try
it
with Hitman car. We ain't got no nitrous on it. We'll try it with Hitman car, Ronnie. Now, everybody know Hitman car. We'll try that car with it.
I mean, everybody over there know it. I mean, we don't know that car over here.
Yeah, I don't know that car over there, though.
He got a 29 on there.
If you saying
and
it's a
Sunbird.
And he
got a cage in the car.
So you saying a Sunbird like the Cavaliers? I know it's a VA conversion then. If it's a Sunbird, it's a VA conversion, and you got some type of suspension put under the car.
No, it's stock suspension. Stock suspension, ain't no coilovers or nothing on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll try that car. You got a big ass 29 on there with a cage, man. You got something pulling all that shit. And we'll try it. We ain't got no 29 or no 28 or none of that.
Like
come
I
on,
said,
come
we'll
on
try
down.
To
come
see
on,
the car.
Come on down. Come on down with it. We'll accommodate him, Sam. Let him come on
down. Yeah, we'll try that.
He could come on
okay,
down.
Well.
We gonna accommodate. We got a car down here. We might be able to accommodate him with.
No, I want that car where he just called us all out with.
Oh, okay.
That car, that same
oh, okay.
car.
That I called
that
you out with
the 29
on. Tony, you gang banging again. There you go, starting this.
Yeah,
I'm not calling
right.
you out, bro, but if I like it, I'm going to try it. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we'll try you with it.
Okay, June 7th, I'll be looking for you. Who am I talking with?
Okay. This scene, off the water.
Well, all them guys that you were talking about, they're gonna be there June 7th. Eastside Stranglers that you talking, all of them gonna be there.
Oh yeah, but we ain't bringing my car. We just bring some street shit, ain't we?
Oh okay.
But I will
okay.
bring the car shit for them.
Well, I'm not gonna speak for them, but I know they'll be there.
Yep, they'll be down here in Detroit. We'll be waiting on their ass. We'll be here waiting with bells on.
Bring that shit to my 41.
Yep. Come on to the D. To the big L.
Hey, Cecil, we going to be up that way. Guaranteed.
Yeah, we
going to
be at y'all, too. We
bring
come
that,
to invade y'all shit. We come to invade Chicago, Illinois. We'll be there.
Bring that motherfucker.
This is where all
bring
those Detroit guys. The, huh?
Bring that car you get to race the Hulk. The Hulk will be there.
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah, we gonna line that. We can line that up for sure.
Oh, well, bring your shit. Come on now. We'll be there.
Man, me and the Hulk can race every motherfucking time we see each other.
Bring that shit you
we
got.
We act like
bring
we the Avengers.
Come on down with it. Come on down with it.
We can act like we the Avengers. Shit, we gonna fight every
we'll
time we see
we'll
each other.
So
okay.
Hey, Tone.
But we're going to beat your ass with that 29-inch colors you got, that all-steel body. Our car all-steel body with a cage with a fuel cell in. We'll try you. With a 26-something hey, on it. You got a big-ass 29. We'll try you.
Let me go and open up some more of these lines real quick. 219-2285. Your mic is open.
Just listening, Junior. What's happening, man?
What's going on, Leon? What's happening, man?
Not a whole lot, man. Just kicking it, taking it easy, man. Just got through eating dinner.
There you go. You ready yet, Leon?
Huh?
You ready yet?
No, I picked the car. I picked the car win, so I ain't got no more pressure yet. I'm quiet,
there you go.
But I got three already locked in, though.
Get it, Kenneth.
Well, I mean, if the weather keeps going the way it's going, we should be okay within the next 2-3 weeks. So,
hey, Leon.
Yeah.
You want some of me, old man?
Yeah, I do. Yes, I do, sir. It ain't no such thing. I want some of you. I'm gonna tell you when I come up there. You didn't know what I want from you. You know I got to get my get back.
You don't even know who you're talking to, Leon.
Man, I know your voice from anyway, Randy.
Hey, you your money.
You ain't young money, you your money.
Hey, let me go and open up some more. I got some hands up here. 773-4015.
Okay, I'm going back on mute. What's going on, man? This preacher boy. What's happening with y'all?
What's happening, man? What's going on, man?
Nothing. Just listening to what's going on.
Well, we got some boys out of Michigan. They planning on coming this way. So time to accommodate them, man.
I hear you. I've been listening.
Well, I'm gonna leave your mic open. I'm gonna go down 810-2503. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Not too much. I heard
there's somebody on here, street team or whatever. How many miles could this thing have to get this drive to get everything in very quickly?
Hold on. I can't hear what you said. What was that now? You got some background noise there, or you got it on speaker?
I said, how many miles did I have to drive to get everything in drag racing from that street team?
Hey, street team. Hello.
What up?
There's a gentleman on here asking that how many miles does he have to drive so he can get everything in drag racing from you.
Who asked me that?
I did.
A caller on the line, sir.
You can't have to get everything in drag racing from me. That was some shit between me and off the water. And don't nobody else get that. That's a privilege for them to get.
If he can drive
him a nice 10 miles, you know what I'm saying? He can get the next lane and get lucky.
Get the next lane.
Yeah, and get lucky.
I just figured out. I thought you were claiming you guys have the baddest street car, so that's why I'm
saying.
My bad.
I am claiming that. That's why I just said if you can drive 10 miles, you can get the next lane, and I'm gonna beat your ass. That's all I'm saying. Just like that. If you want to do something?
Well, if you're going to whoop my ass, how come you just don't give me everything in drag racing? Make it actually a good race.
Man, I ain't never seen your car, and I just told you to come on, man. Come on. If you're saying
exactly
I got
what you were asking
you
for,
saying
full interior.
Well,
I could
and
drive
if
it
you
anywhere.
Get in the
ne- kind of
and if you get
drain.
In the next, and if you get in the next lane, I'm going to beat your ass. Just like that. You ain't got to get nothing, but... and after that, we can renegotiate. I'm not scared. Come on. Now, when you want to do it. That's all you got to say.
Go on in and give me the lead.
I'm not going to give you nothing but an ass whooping, man. Talk straight from Michigan. This is Detroit. This is how we do over here. We hand out ass whooping. Then after we whoop your ass, we give you something to embarrass you. Now, come on, man. What you want to do?
Right.
You got a street car?
Yeah, it's a full street car. You can cruise down the expressway 80 mile an hour at 2,400 RPM.
Okay, we get better RPMs than that.
Huh?
We get better RPMs than that at 80 miles an hour. What'd that tell you?
How many speed transmissions you got?
Hey man, look. You just said you got a street car. If you got a street car like you say you got, full interior, you got a roll cage, or you ain't got no cage.
No cage. This is an actual street car that gets driven.
But you got a roll cage. You gonna ask me for something? I ain't even got a roll cage in my car, man.
No, neither do I.
You gonna ask me for something? You ain't got no roll cage.
Nope.
Okay, lock your ass
in.
What you wanna do? You ain't got no roll cage. Lock your ass in. You know how to get in touch with Lil Tony? Because I can hand him my money tonight.
Everything in drag racing?
I'm going to lock you in with a 2013 Mustang, man. With a 300 cubic inch motor under the hood.
And what, what's the fifth? Heads up, 8 mile, everything in drag racing?
No, we don't know. We going to go head up to the 8 mile off the back door. I wouldn't care what you pick. You pick where we go. We just gonna get on the side of each other and pro tree, and when they turn green, put your foot on the gas. We ain't gotta do much. We just put both hands on the steering wheel and punch the gas, it goes straight.
Gotcha.
Come on, man. No, you ain't gotta get here and act like you scared. Come on, just lock it on in, man. We gonna beat your ass.
I am scared. I don't have a race car or nothing. My car is just a cruise around and have fun.
Okay, man. Well, what you want to do? Race on the freeway, man? I just told you, you got a street car. Well, you want to race on the freeway? We'll do an 80 to 160 roll with you, man. I just told you we'll drive this car anywhere, man, in the world. It's a real street car. It ain't got no roll cage in it or nothing. We'll pile up in there and drive this car anywhere and pump gas in it. We'll stop at the gas station and pump some gas in it.
So you guys are going to drive to the race over at 131 or wherever?
Yeah, we'll drive it. We can drive it there. No, we not, because if it breaks, we want to have a way to get it home, but we can drive it there. If you think we lying, you can get in the passenger seat and we will drive where you want us to drive and then line up. We'll follow you wherever you want to go and get right in the lane.
Yeah, I think your guys is more of a street strip car. Mine's just a street car.
What do you mean street strip? What is a street strip car? I just told you we got a 2013. I bet your motor bigger than ours, man. We got a 300 cubic inch motor, man. What is you talking about,
like,
man?
One of them Coyote motors.
2013. It ain't even got a roll cage in it. We got the regular gas tank on the car and everything, man.
Mine has regular
got,
gas
man,
tank.
We got power windows, radio, TV changers. Okay, well, what else you got to say? If we ain't got none of that, we lose, man. We got the factory seats, front seats sitting in the car. The ones that with airbags in the side of them that came with it. We got airbags all in the front of the car, all that, man. What are you talking about? Everybody know, everybody, you can ask anybody in Michigan, they seen our car, man. It's a straight-up street car. We'll put 20s on that. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. What? Since you think we ain't got no street car, put 20s on yours, put 20 on ours. We're going to go head up.
You know what I mean?
We got a set of 20s. We got, well, I'm saying you think we got some type of race car. I'm telling you we are racing on 20s. We gonna come on a drag radio though. That's all we got. But I'm saying if you thinking we playing, we'll put it on 20s for you because we got a set. Because that's how we riding around on the street on 20s. All you got to do is lock your ass in, man, and find out where you from. Illinois. Lock in. They gonna bet with you. Lock in. They gonna bet with you.
What?
All you gotta do is lock in.
I just have to stop phoning
them.
That's all I got.
Man. Okay, well, look. Look, for all callers listening over the radio, and that's calling everybody, if you got a street car that sit like anything that I said, and you out of Illinois, we going to beat your ass. He don't want nothing. Nah. The attention to the whole Chicago, Illinois. Nah. Get on the side of us. Coming straight from Michigan. Detroit street team. Don't bother me no more, man, if they ain't ready to do nothing. Period.
You ain't want to give up the lead.
2013. Did I just tell you we got 2013? You scared of it, man? Hey, you know what I'm going to do to you?
I'm
going to take the nitrous off. Nah. We're going to do it just like
oh,
that. We're going to unhook the motherfucking solenoids on there. No. It got a supercharger on. We have both. We're going to take the nitrous off and run you since you scared.
Yeah, but you probably got air-to-air intercooler or whatever. That's just like nitrous.
Hey, listen to me, man. Air-to-air intercooler. What? My intercooler don't make the car go no. Don't got nothing to do with my car. Air-to-air intercooler. It got to. What you want it to have on it, man? You want to take the intercooler? What else you want it to do? Take the belt off too? Damn, y'all begging, all right. Man. Y'all sorry up there, man. All I told you to do was have a regular gas tank in your car, man, and get your ass down. And you and. And, you, and y'all going to call me, you're going to ask me for everything in drag racing.
That's
you come,
hey,
you coming to 131? You coming to 131?
I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about coming to 131? You know what I'm going to do for you, and I ain't never seen your car. Your car, man. What's your name?
Huh?
What's your name, sir?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What are you going to do for me?
What's your name, sir?
Alan.
What's your name? And what kind of car did you have, sir? And what color was it? What kind of car were you talking about and what color was it?
It's a Mustang.
It's a Mustang. What year is it?
1990.
Oh, man, you got a little light-ass Mustang, too?
No, this car.
And you got a little, man, my car weighs 3,600 pounds. You got that a little light Mustang. You ask, you know what I'm going to do for you, man?
Mine weighs 33.
You got to, listen, here's all I want to know. What kind of power adder you got on there?
Huh?
What kind of power adder you got on there? What, the power adder. What kind of power adder on power you got?
Just a little supercharger.
Oh, you got a supercharger on your car, too?
Yep.
Oh, man. You a man. I can't believe that, man. Our car way more than y'all's. It's a brand new car. You had that old motherfucker you could have put $1 million into. We just got this raggedy motherfucker. And you going to ask me for something, man? You know what, man? You know what I'm going to do for you? I'm going to give your ass the back motherfucking tire if you show up.
Okay.
Okay. with that. What color is it with that supercharger?
How about back tires?
You weak,
man.
How's that? Back tires. I can tell.
And I'll let you pick whatever you want. We don't even have to flip for lane choice. You can just have whatever lane you want.
Man, listen, bro, I'm not giving you nothing. I'm going to give you the back tire, and I'm going to give it to you today. Fuck you. Just because
you're going to what?
And you're going to call me begging from a 3,600-pound car. You got that little light Mustang, and you got a supercharger. I'm going to take the nitrous off and roll you supercharger to supercharger, man. And I bet I mowed a little than yours. What you scared of? We got a little motor.
Like I said, mine's just a daily driver cruising around. You guys built that thing to race. Your guys are still going to pull more than mine.
Okay, man. All right. Now, you're going to talk about the cylinder head and all that. You think I complained when I asked this man here?
You were just asking me about what color the car
was. Do you think I said anything about his car? I just said, give it to me, man.
Who?
We both got the same type of car, and you got a lighter car, and you scared to run this car. Come on, man. You got to be crazy. I just told you, man, where you want to go.
Listen,
where
you were offering
everything to drag
racing. I told you I would even give you just the back tire. I offered that to my man.
Listen to me. If you from Illinois, you can't get shit but ass whooping. I offer that. He's here in Michigan. We can fix that anytime if I fuck around and lose to him. I can't fix it with you anytime, man. But I'll beat your ass right now, head up. Come on.
Listen, if I beat you, I'll turn around and go wherever track you want me to go.
You ain't going to beat me. I don't care nothing about where you're going. You ain't going to win. I'm just telling you to lock in so I can get some free money.
Do you think you're going to gap me?
I'm not giving you nothing but the next lane, man. All you got to do is get on the side of us, man. Come on. That's all you got to
like
do.
Said,
you know you
I
want
just
to. You
to
just
hear.
Want some. You, hey, you want to so bad. I'm talking to you dirty like this, man. You want to. You want to say, man, lock his punk ass in. Who is this guy, man? Lock this weak motherfucker in. He's talking with his squeaky voice, and he's talking reckless like he's somebody. Lock his punk ass in. Hey, go ahead and say it, dog. Go ahead and say it. I'm going to show you something. To the
ACC,
you don't go off the back door. Come on.
All right. Back tire and the clear to the 8. How much?
Man, what's wrong with you, man? All right, I'm
real
done,
simple.
Man. Back tire.
You were offered everything in drag racing.
I didn't
offer
you.
You said you got the baddest street car.
Listen, I don't even know you, man.
I got the baddest street car.
Well, then you know what? You shouldn't be talking to me then. Put some more shit in that motherfucking car. Back.
Having fun and driving around. But I figured
look,
if you want to do
the show. What day do your show air? He can call back anytime and try to lock his in. Take that motherfucker back to the lab, put some more power to it, get the suspension and shit together, and call back. That's all you got to do. I'm not giving you nothing. I ain't never seen your car. You think we crazy up here, man?
I don't know. You talk with you guys.
I offer that to Cecil because I know Cecil race cars. He don't race a street car. I told him to put together a street car, and he had everything in drag racing. That's my man. I talk shit to him every day. I don't know you, but I will beat your ass too, head up, and we ain't even seen that light motherfucker. Now get down. That's all you got to do is lock in. You ain't even got to lock in, man. All you got to do is say you're going to be there. I'm going to beat your ass.
Going to be where? At the race at 131?
Yes.
When is it? When is it?
Hello?
July the 26th. July the 26th.
Hello?
If I show up, what are we talking about? I mean, I'm not rich. I don't have a ton of money. This is really just my cruise around car.
Oh, you ain't got to have a lot of money to gamble, man. Chicago going to bet with you. I'm crazy, man. Chicago got money, man. They going to bet with you when they come to get on the side of us. We crawling.
So you're saying head up, 8 miles, you get lane choice, I get the back tire and the clear. Brahma.
Man, why you keep... Man, I must be the only person talking on this phone, man. Where you keep talking about back tire and clear and all, I'm not giving you nothing. When wind light don't come on, man. And when that come on, that's who won. We're not going to replay no camera, no nothing. I just told you I'm gonna give you the back tire. I ain't never seen the car. My man's gonna tell me I'm crazy. He's gonna get it that light Mustang, the back tire. You know, he got a supercharger on his car. I just told you what I'm gonna do, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you the back tire. And we gonna just when the wind light come on, that's who won. You ain't getting no clear, no nothing. If you right on the side of it and your light don't come on, then you lost. But at least you was on the side of it.
Well, I'm gonna open up a couple of lines while you guys figure out what y'all wanna do. Hold on a second. 313-5817, your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
What's the deal with you, Junior?
Man, I'm listening in, brother. What's going on?
I hear a whole lot of controversy going on with these street cars. I'm going to have to build me one.
Well, you know what? Stand in line, then. Because they got plenty of them, and they're going
to
be coming out the woodwork.
About 10:10, you'll be falling asleep.
Hey, do me a favor. I ain't going to say your name, but before you do fall asleep, because I ain't trying to hear a motherfucker snore, man, all right?
Hey, man, I woke tonight.
Hey, let me go and open up a couple more lines, man.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah,
hey, Junior.
I'm here. Yes, sir.
This is Big Sham. The guy that was talking to me about the street car's got a gas tank on it. Who was that?
That's Street Team, if I'm not mistaken.
Street Team.
Are you talking about the one who said that he had a fuel cell in it?
Right, but somebody got on there was like, yeah, I was talking to said something about, yeah, do you got a gas tank on you, the factory gas tank, all interior?
Yeah, that's Street Team. Street Team.
Is he still on the line?
King Team. Yeah, he was on the line.
Yeah, tell
him
somebody text. Okay, somebody just texted my phone from Chicago and said that they got something to accommodate you. It's got all the interior in it. It's got a factory gas tank on it. Just like you asked.
Okay, well, tell them to come on with it.
Well, they looking for you June 7th.
I said June 7th.
June 7th, that's how I'm on
radio. I can't say we're going to be up there 100% June 7th. I know we locked in with two races already. I know I'm going to be at Little Tony event. We might be out of town somewhere else grudge racing. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? We don't just grudge.
Well, race.
I don't know.
Once you made mention of it, I didn't even know they were texting my phone. I just happened to look, and they said they got something to accommodate you with that.
Hey, but you know what? You know what you can tell them? My man, I don't know if everybody know him or they might know him, don't know him. My man's is booked. If anybody want to get in contact with me, they ain't got to call no talk show. If they know how to get in touch with Bookie, he can get in touch with me all day. All you got to do is say, Great Mustang, he going to call me up.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what you do. Thursday evening, if you don't mind, you can call in Thursday evening to my show.
Hey, Nick.
They'll all be on there.
Okay.
And he can book them any way he wants. I'm just going to open up a couple more lines. 773-2199, your line is open.
What's going on, Junior? What's going on, Tony? Big Sham, what's up?
What up, Hootie?
What's up? What's up? This is Hootie.
What up, Hootie, dude?
What's happening?
What's up? Hey, I'm looking for that chump from In the Water Racing, Measles. Cause he in the
That'd
water. I swear, if he crosses Measles, whatever the fuck his name is, if he crosses them damn borders, we got action. If he, cross them borders, Eastside Strangler's gonna accommodate him with his street cars and race cars. Because we always come up there in Michigan. We game made in Michigan. Let's see, is he gonna come game bang down here? Hello?
Well, y'all got it there. I'm gonna leave your line open. Let me go and open up a few
please
more of these
do.
Lines.
Please, we're gonna accommodate that man. He been talking a little too much, man. Hey, he just don't know, man. We come up there anytime. Hey, it's not a problem. We're gonna accommodate him. Trust and
there
believe.
You go.
And all that shit he talking about, he gonna race the Hulk all the time. Trust me. I don't want no problem with the Hulk. He just talking, man.
There you go.
But no way, I gotta ask Ken though, how I book his ass with.
Well, let's see. Hey, let me see if I get him back on. Let me open up some of these lines. 734-7294.
Hey,
the mic
is
open.
All right, Junior, just listening.
Oh, okay. Appreciate it, brother.
Okay.
313-9248.
Hey, listen. 313. I got a 20-inch tire Terra telling me to lock anybody in at the May No CT or the second No.
You said a what?
I got a 29-inch tire Terra trying to lock in for May 3rd.
Hold on a minute. I got somebody with a lot of background noise here. 313-9248. Your mic is open.
I'm back on the line, Junior. Tell him he ain't talking about shit. I ain't hard to find. I told him I come there, we come here. I'm beating the Hulk ass every time we fucking race. So,
well,
he talking shit. I ain't talking shit.
I ain't talking shit.
I'm only talking
ass
shit
ass
about you, so motherfuckers.
Well, 2 seconds,
yep.
Be your ass there, man. I got to ask him. I'm going to knock five your ass with.
Okay.
I don't care what you get,
okay.
What you bring, that ass I'm going to knock five your ass.
Shut
your
motherfucker.
Okay.
Hey, big perm, shut your motherfucker mouth up. Stop running your mouth like that on our radio show. Shut your mouth.
He ain't doing nothing but talking.
Hey, Kimo.
Kimo,
what's up, Kimo?
Shut your ass up, man. You're talking
to the wrong
guy.
He
ain't doing nothing but talking. No. I'm going to make him want to put a small block in that big block they got. That big block, I ain't worried about that slow slug.
Hey, Caesar, if you show up, Joe,
yeah, I hear you.
We're going to come at your ass, all right? Make
yes,
sure you
sir.
Show up, man, because right now you talking. We always come to Michigan. We
want
to see your ass.
I know.
Matter of fact, who is
man,
you?
I seen
who
y'all
you,
car
man?
Here once or twice.
Okay, yeah.
I
we
seen y'all
seen
car
you,
here once or twice.
What?
I know
we
it.
We never seen you none, though. We never seen you none.
Man, dog, that bullshit
okay,
y'all got,
so.
Man, I wouldn't be calling
man,
myself
no
strangler.
We never seen you none, though. We never seen
you
none,
I know,
none,
y'all
man.
Strangling that big block y'all got, trying to put all that juice
well,
to that piece
guess
of shit.
What? Guess what? Bring your car, Jonestown. You got action with that motherfucker. You get some kickback.
Told you.
For July 26th.
Yep. Every time we on the same motherfucking track, I'm beating y'all ass.
Man, you just talking, man. I'm talking about Jonestown.
I know
man.
It.
What's up, man?
I'm going to show you.
Okay,
I'm going to show
in.
You. I ain't just talking.
Lock it in.
Like I just told you, anytime we on the
okay,
same motherfucking
track.
What am I locked
in for? I just
told you we going to race every time we see each other.
Hold on a second. I got to mute. You got somebody that's got it on speaker, man. Mute your phone, man.
I wish some of the wood coming out that yard at 41. Yo, it's scary going out 41.
We'll be there.
Hey, I ain't going to let it.
We'll be there.
I'm going to come out 41. Is Kimo and Lil' Tony.
Hey, listen. Junior say he's looking for a man.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, it was street team.
Not street team.
Man, who the fuck got it on speaker?
Junior looking for the street team. Where is he at?
Hey, let me close these mics and reopen them, man, until I can find that. Is that echo still there or no? No, they closed it down. Let me go through these lines real quick. 773-2149. Your mic is open.
Hey, is the street team still there?
Who?
Man, he wasting his time, man. Do you want to race street team or not, man? He wasting the show time, man.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna lock him in right now.
Well, he should still be on there.
Junior.
Yes, sir.
I got a clown want you to open his mic. 248-5593.
Hold on, I'm going through the line. Let me run through these real quick, man. 248-0476. Your mic is open.
No.
248-0476. All right, let me close that. 313-1248. Your mic is open.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, look here. This is much than me. You're taking too much time with these dodos talking about they got a street car and how many can you give me and can I get all the drag races? Stay in your lane. If you ain't got a race car, don't
yes,
be
sir.
Barking with big dogs. You're
yes,
wasting
sir.
Too much
yes,
time
sir.
On the show. I
want
right.
to
hear a good conversation. So why don't you interview these chumps before you let them get on here? I thought this was
yes.
a good show. You got that clown on here who spent 45 minutes talking about nothing. I know he don't represent all of Illinois, so we're going to give you a pass on that. I'm out.
Sir,
Mercy me.
First thing is, Mr. Mercy Me, the same way you're able to come on here and speak and say what you need to say, I'm going to let any man come on there and say what he got to say. Another thing is, I can let this thing run for 5 hours if I want. Another thing, sir, I know, but I'm not going to cut into a man when he's trying to bait another man. You dig? The gentleman isn't out of Illinois. If you listen carefully, he's not out of Illinois.
I could barely hear him. He has so much speaker and reverb going, I started to fall asleep.
And guess what? I'm going to do just as you said. I'm going to keep going down the line, sir. But I appreciate you coming on, though. And maybe you get them to lock in. You might get them to lock in now, being that one was scared and the other one was glad.
Well, I appreciate that. That's good.
Let me go on to the next one. 313-8435. Your mic is open.
Young man,
313, come on in, young
man. What up, little Tony? I'm saying happy everybody at the show. Some guys don't want to bring it all. They want to talk shit. You know.
I'm gonna leave your mic open. That's correct, sir. That's correct. I'm gonna leave your mic open. I'm gonna go through the line. 586. 6455. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, man, chilling. Hey, this peso, man. Hey, what
up,
hey, that's big sham race. Hey, what's up? How you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, bro, get your ass off this mic, man.
Hey, what?
Hold on
now. Come on in.
Peso, come on in, man. Don't pay attention to the kids, man. Come on.
What's up, man?
I take my hat off to you. You can go on anybody's show. You're not restricted to go on different shows, huh?
No, man. I can go on any show, man. Any show.
Okay.
So what was your question, Peso?
Hey, that That June 7th race is who race? Big Sam? Big Sam?
Big Sam, yes, sir. That'll be June the 7th at No Limit Raceway, US 41 in Morocco, Indiana.
Okay. And who's trying to call out Caesar?
Man, the East Side strugglers.
Oh, okay. Caesar, will you be ready for them on the 7th?
I'm ready for the first no ET.
Oh, so
fuck them. They ain't ready to do shit.
Okay.
Testing. All we doing is testing. I'm going to be ready definitely for that shit. That's a whole another 1.5-2 months away.
Hey, listen, Junior, this guy wants a hawk bad, man. He wants you to open his mic, man. He's looking
for
that hawk.
Hey,
go ahead, Junior.
I'm going down the line. 708. 708-0313, your mic is open.
How you doing, Junior? How you guys doing on the phone? I was
good. We doing good tonight. How you doing?
I'm all right. I caught a little bit in of, I heard some about a streetcar class pump gas at Sham's Race.
Yes, sir.
Is that something that's going to be going on?
That's something that what Little Tony said to Sham was that why not get some street cars, pump gas cars, and they'll bring a couple cars from Michigan, and we can engage.
Okay. Well, that'd be some good there. I'd be looking forward to it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I enjoy it any time they come down here and get their ass whooped. I mean, shit.
Hey, Junior, pump your brakes, Junior.
I never. That's the one thing. Two things you'll never see me do: pump the brakes or pull the emergency brake. No, sir. I'm full steam. Let me go on through here. Open up a couple more. 248-5590-93. Your mic is open.
Junior, tell them boys with that hawk, I will tear their ass up. This squinchy. Tell them come on with that. I take that race. Why they picking on Cecil? I'm going to
have
to tear their ass up.
I'm
in a heavy bitch.
Hey, squinchy, sit your
ass
down.
Why you interrupting the motherfucker? I'm trying to lock a race.
You said what?
What they want to do? Let me lock this
you
race
said
in.
What?
Well, let me lock this race in. I ain't
locking in nothing. What you trying to lock in, man?
Anyway, hey, Junior, can I get the race locked
yes.
in? Can you get them boys on the line and lock your eyes on here and go down with the Hawks?
You know what? They should. The lines are still open. If you won't, come on in.
If East Side females, they're picking on my mans and them. Come on and race me. If they want to go and race, I'm trying to knock that skirt up. Don't come on with that.
Oh, no.
Hey,
Squinch, I can take care of them. That's little. Let's lunch meat. I can take care of that.
Don't even beg me, Playboy. It's a streetcar race. I'm already going to be there. I got a streetcar. Don't beg me. Don't tell
okay.
me. I'm already coming
Guess what?
Down.
We're
going to
accommodate you, man.
So pull your skirt up, reach in there, your fatty pack, and let's lock this in. What we doing? Let's shift this right now.
I'm sitting on the 28. You got a street car, man. I ain't no street car, man. I ain't scared of it. I got a street car. Guess what, Dan? If we know how the Hawk already sit, why the fuck you asking questions here? Everybody know he don't know.
There we go. I'm willing to take that
okay.
chance. We ain't got to argue. Let's lock it in.
Okay.
Let's just talk about it. 400 Pro Tree what? What's this? Go ahead.
Pro Tree, man. Of course. Pro Tree. June 7, man.
I'm there, man. I'm there.
Okay.
I'm there.
All right.
5-1 and
better. He's going to lock in $20 on 200.
No. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
$9 on $1,000.
We can say whatever.
I don't care. Let's do that.
Listen, man, we're going to be there at our home track, man. All right, man. We just hope that you show up. But we're going to come to Michigan.
That ain't a problem, man.
Nah.
When you coming to Michigan? When you coming to Michigan? Tell me when you coming to Michigan.
Terrell, he want to lock. Terrell, he ain't going to play like you and want to lock in $20 on $200. He want to lock in. You want to lock in $500 on $1,500
better
at your
man,
home track.
Hey, Kimo.
Oh,
this
all
ain't
my
Terrell,
bad,
man. Tootie. It's Hootie.
My bad,
but no.
Well,
man,
hey,
listen, man.
When you coming to Michigan? Listen. When you coming to Michigan?
Fuck coming to Michigan. Bring your ass to Illinois.
Hey, I already said I'm coming down there. Why are we arguing that point?
Okay,
I already said I'm coming down there.
There's nothing talking about.
When you coming here? I'm trying to make sure I knock you up twice. When you coming here?
July 26th,
man.
Damn,
I already told you I'm
we'll be there.
Wow, I'm going to have a full plate that day, but guess what? I'm going to put you on that card, too. I'm going to put you on that card,
okay,
too.
Okay.
I'm going to give you – I have no problem. I'm going to knock your ass off at home. I'm going to give you a get back on that one. I'm calling it ahead of time. For real. I'm going to let your ass turn back to David Banner with that motherfucker. Goddamn, you better get – you have to go buy a suit after I'm through with you, because you know that nigga always walk around naked, goddamn. That's how you going to feel when I take all your money.
Oh, man.
Goddamn, Quincy.
Well, I got me a few minutes here. Let me open this last mic up, and if y'all want to lock it in, because I'm going to shut it down.
All right, now.
Hey, I'm sorry. Right. They talking about this show up. They don't want to really lock it in.
414-6614. Your mic is open.
This is Soaps, man. Hey, who y'all with you, man? Hey, man. Hey, Quincy. Man, your boy was jumping on us. We ain't going to jumping on him. And he came over to beat on me there talking about fucking Stranglers. Fuck it. He going to get what he got coming.
Hey, listen. If the Hawks want to line up, they want to beat on my chest, come on, we can do that. We ain't going to talk about it. We going to do that. I'm going to let my man ride with us. You know, it's a
hey,
young money
hey,
time.
Squinch.
I'm supposed to ride with
hey,
my
hey,
team.
Hey, man, the
man
told me I ain't going to share that small block here.
Hey, Squinch.
Yeah, I told
Squinch,
him, like
Squinch.
I told him. We ain't ducking
hey,
him.
Hey, Squinch.
We not ducking him.
Hey, Squinch.
Leave my duck alone, Squinch. Leave my duck alone. Please leave my duck alone. Man, you motherfucking crazy. Get your ass in the box, too, motherfucker.
Leave my duck alone.
Man, y'all got us twisted, boy.
Leave my ducks alone, Squinchy. They sweet meat right there, man. That's sweet.
Hey, Kimo, leave
like
my ducks alone, man.
That's sweet
on me.
I'm tired of telling y'all.
They're in my pond.
Hey, but you.
Them strikers ain't got nothing coming.
You see when we come with that on heavy bitch, we got heavy motherfucker we got.
Man.
So they here, goddamn. They don't want to fuck with it. You ain't. I don't hear nobody saying they want to lock in. All I hear them saying they come to the race.
I'm pretty sure after we're done with that race, my man will lock you in. He ain't ducking
nothing. Yeah, G. We all got races locked in that day,
yeah,
man.
I'm just saying we got a race.
Don't even worry about
we
that.
Go, hey.
We gonna be there. We just hope y'all
we
be there.
We ain't ducking nothing, man.
Okay,
well,
so
I'm gonna make it real easy for y'all. You got June the 7th, Big Sam's race, and you got July the 26th. Little Tony's
and
race.
Gonna miss now.
If y'all look in the race, lock that motherfucking shit in. Lock the money in and cut all the bullshit and the shenanigans, man. Y'all talking
Junior,
good
I
game,
lock
man.
It. I want to most definitely lock it in for Little Tony's race 5 on 15 or better.
Okay, and they want to lock you in for June the 7th at Big Sam's race.
Hey, man.
So, lock a double in.
I take that one, too.
Hey, who'd you get to lay out on the line, man?
I said, I think
okay,
that.
Okay,
I told him I was going to be down there. I didn't back up. Jim, you didn't hear me back up, did you?
Hey, listen, man. Hey, listen, man. I'll go lock that in, man. That ain't shit, man. God damn it. Man, he ain't going to show up no damn way on June 7th. I ain't worried about it. Them boys get a 41, man.
Okay. Well, all y'all got to do is lock it in.
Okay, y'all
man.
Locked in.
They pulled me
y'all
again,
locked,
yo.
Right? Listen.
June 7th. We locked. Bring his ass on.
I already did it 50 times.
June 7th.
Okay, y'all. Look out.
We locked for both.
June,
races,
listen.
The 7th. And in July, we locked for both races. We clear?
That's not a problem.
We clear, yes or no?
That's not a problem, man. We clear. Shit, bring
okay.
your ass to
okay.
What
kind
of time you got, Rudy?
No problem.
What kind of time you got, Rudy?
Listen, I'm going to bring you a 57.
The man said he got a street
car,
man.
I'll tear your ass up. Huh?
Listen, the man say that he got a street car. He know how to hawk sit. He said he coming June 7th. Hey, if he feel full, let his ass jump.
Why they keep on putting their street cars off on this man? That's crazy.
Man, listen, man.
Y'all ain't nothing, man, you know.
He's funny, man. Don't worry about it. Once we get the knock
on
these motherfuckers' ass out the box, they're going to fall in line.
Once y'all get out the street, man, I got some motherfuckers, some Mack trucks trying to get in the street, man. Look out. Get out of the way.
Come get their ass in the street, man.
Okay. All right. Y'all out of the way. I'm trying to see if you can see if Michigan Junior on there and Street King.
Nope, Street King is off, and ain't no other hands up. That was it. I'm getting ready to shut it down. Yes, sir.
Junior, if that Street King's still on there, tell him I'll do the race he offered.
You said a Street King?
Still on? Street King.
Not Street Team. I'm looking for Street King, not Team.
Hey, Kimo, I understand that. The other gentleman said he will lock the race in with Street Team.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll tell you this, sir.
Illiteracy
distracts
you going on with these T's and K's amongst these guys.
If you get in touch with Little Tony, sir, I think he'll be able to lock that race in for you.
Cool.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna shut it down again. Thank you guys for calling in.
All right, Junior.
July,
all right, Junior.
June the 7th at No Limit Raceway, Big Shams race for the street cars and streetable cars. July the 26th, you guys already know. $10,000 to win shootout, man. US 131, man. Appreciate you guys coming on, man. You guys be safe, man.
They're telling me to watch.
Man.